Stats speak louder than trash talk, like the Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 45 years. No wonder the Ford F-150 is the official truck of the Georgia Southern Eagles. Learn more at buyfordnow.com on this Ford Locker Room wrap-up as Georgia Southern outplays Wofford in just about every phase, 79-57, beating the Terriers for the first time since 2013, ending a four-game skid against Wofford. Andre Savrasov joins us on this Ford Locker Room wrap-up, one of five in double figures, 13 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 6 of 10 shooting in 28 minutes. How did this come together today so well?
I mean, we were just trusting each other on the offensive end, defensive end. We were all together, you know, communicating, talking through every screen, make sure that we did our game plan, following our game plan, and nothing special. We just did what we were supposed to do, what we were preparing for, did the things that we, like, set for ourselves, and that's how we came up with a big win.
You know, one of the things they do really well is take away second shot opportunities. Georgia Southern scores 6 second chance points. All of those were on your offensive rebounds. 3 of those, 2 in the first half, and then 1 in the second. Just to have the second and third effort to make those possible, what did that take?
Just effort and just going every time, you know. Like most, like in 80%, 90% of the times, you might not gonna get the ball whenever you crash on the boards, but, you know, that 10%, that's where your effort, that's what constantly going to the boards, that's how it pays off. You know,
shooting 63% in the first half, 58% for the game, but also seeing the three-point shot come around. I know that's been a struggle for a couple of years, but Tyron is shooting it with confidence. Jalen is shooting with confidence. You stepped out a couple of times from three. Seeing this offense click like that, what has it taken to get the offense to this point?
Just trusting each other. Just don't be scared of opportunity to shoot whenever you open. Just keep moving the ball, looking for your teammates, looking for open partner, and just shoot with confidence. That's all it takes. You're not going to make all of them, and you just got to know that, and you just got to keep shooting with confidence, and shots will fall eventually.
This was happened. This was a team that you guys had played last year. The next two games, actually the next three games, are going to be teams that you played in the non-conference last year. Morehead State will be here on Wednesday, and then you get Campbell on Saturday. How do you translate this into another game against a Division I opponent and stay consistent?
We just got to build on it. We just got to keep doing things that we were doing today and just keep improving, keep getting better. You know, still we did some mistakes today that we hope we wouldn't do. You know, we got to work on it. And for next game, we got to just get better and be prepared for our next opponents. It's going to be good games. So hopefully we'll work on that and we'll come up even better.
Good to see you healthy.
Yep.
Great stuff today.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Andre Savrasov after 13 points and 7 rebounds. All 3 of his offensive boards resulted in second chance points. We'll have head coach Brian Berg step in as we continue the Ford Locker Room wrap-up courtside from Hanner Fieldhouse. Mark Janak and I were just talking. The first half to go in to the locker room up 49-29, that felt like it might have been one of the best halves of basketball this team has put together maybe in your 3 years here.
Yeah, I thought it was a great half. It's all based around the defensive side. I think we were able to get some easy baskets out of our defense, and then it allowed us to also have an inside presence. We wanted to be able to pound the ball inside early in the game. And give credit to the players. I look back at the 2 days of preparation. It was really good preparation on their behalf, getting ready for this game. They executed a game plan. Really proud of them, the way that they played not only for 20 minutes but for the entire game, the full 40.
What kind of challenges did Wofford pose to make this a unique kind of preparation?
Just the way they play. You know, you have experienced players in regards to B.J. Mack, and then you also have Messiah Jones. Yeah, they're very skilled. They have the ability to shoot the ball at a high level. They're freshmen. Number one is a very, very good player. He came in averaging 16. We were able to hold him to 3. But it's a good ball club, and I was really proud of our players, the way that they executed the game plan on both sides of the ball tonight.
You certainly love to see the shot from three go in, go 10 of 21, but the ability to make a variety of different shots, it seems that Jalen and Caden and even Ty have the ability to score in so many different ways too.
If 5 guys in double figures, it's great to see. You know, it's balanced, but then at the same time, you know, the guys were extremely aggressive. They've been playing extremely confident. And we still have a long ways to go, Danny, but I'm happy for them tonight. And if we continue to work, the team's going to continue to get better throughout the entire season.
In the second half, got into some early foul trouble. They were in the bonus about 5.5 minutes in. But to see that Carlos Curry only plays 3 minutes in the second half and you grow the lead by three possessions, what does that say about the collective unity of this team?
You know, it's a great culture win, in my opinion. You know, some guys had some adversity, whether it be foul trouble. I thought Johnny McFadden came in and gave us great minutes.
Yeah.
He's real active, especially on the defensive end. Nate Bradford came in, played a solid role in this game as well. And then just across the board, you know, Caden Archie coming off the bench, being able to play multiple roles this week due to some guys being injured. And then just guys buying into what we were trying to get done. I'm very, very proud of them, Danny.
How can you stack this and have a performance like this on Wednesday against Morehead State?
Well, it has to take place. You know, we got to get better tomorrow by watching some film, then get back onto the court Monday, Tuesday in preparation to play Preston Spradlin's team at Morehead State. Very good team, physical team, tough team. So we got to work cut out, and we just want to take it day by day and make sure that we continue to get better on a daily basis.
That's a big win for your boys. Congratulations. Great stuff.
Thanks, Danny.